Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 14th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Kicking off this week, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo continues his focus on the upcoming iPhone SE 2. In a new investor note, Kuo says that the iPhone SE 2 will launch during the first quarter of 2020. The analyst reiterates much of what we already know about the device, including that it will look quite a bit like the iPhone 8. As we've said before, this isn't necessarily an iPhone SE 2 in terms of form factor. The device will mimic the 4.7-inch screen size of the iPhone 8, while the original iPhone SE measured in at just 4 inches. Nonetheless, Kuo continues to refer to it as the iPhone SE 2, but it's unclear if that's how Apple will market it. Unsurprisingly, the iPhone SE 2 will not support 3D Touch, but it will pack the latest A13 processor and 3GB of RAM. This means it will have the same processor as the just-launched iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro, but with 1GB less of RAM. Perhaps most notably, Kuo says that this iPhone SE 2 will cost $399 for the 64GB configuration, and you'll also be able to upgrade to 128GB for a higher price. The original iPhone SE debuted back in 2016 at $400 for a 16GB configuration. When Apple discontinued the iPhone SE in 2017, the entry-level price had dropped to $349, and the base storage capacity had been doubled to 32GB. This means that the iPhone SE 2 will be the same price as the original iPhone SE, but with 4 times the storage and modern-day specs. In terms of colors, Kuo believes that the iPhone SE 2 will be available in silver, space gray, and red. The analyst believes that the iPhone SE 2 will primarily target iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus users who can't upgrade to iOS 13 this year. Currently, Apple sells the 64GB iPhone 8 for $449, so an even more affordable iPhone SE 2 with the latest A13 processor could prove to be a tempting upgrade path for those users. In other news, Apple has released the first developer beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.1. This release comes after the official release of Catalina last week and includes many of the changes introduced in iOS 13.2, such as new emoji and Siri privacy settings. Perhaps most notably, the first beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.1 includes the ability to opt out of Apple storing and analyzing your Siri recordings, much like on iOS 13.2. There's a new splash screen that you'll see the first time you boot into the new macOS release, asking if you'd like to help improve Siri and dictation by allowing Apple to store and review audio of your interactions. You'll then see the option to share audio recordings or hit Not Now. Developers can update to the latest beta through System Preferences if they've already enrolled in the macOS beta program, but a public beta release should be available sometime soon. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV from anywhere using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channel supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. There's full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while Channels Plus adds DVR, the TV Everywhere feature, automatic commercial skipping, and more for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV no matter where I am. As Apple faces pushback over its decision to remove a Hong Kong protest tracking app from the App Store, a new report from BuzzFeed News says that Apple's efforts also extend to Apple TV Plus. According to the report, Apple has instructed Apple TV Plus showrunners to avoid portraying China in a negative light. According to the report, this isn't necessarily a new development, but rather something Apple started telling many show creators last year. The specific wording of Apple's instructions is unclear, but it comes down to avoid portraying China in a poor light. The instructions were reportedly handed down by Eddie Q, as well as Morgan Wandel, Apple's head of international content development. But for many of the Hollywood producers working on Apple TV Plus content, Apple's guidance wasn't necessarily unusual. The report quotes an anonymous showrunner who says it's common for studios to avoid angering China, primarily because of the size of the Chinese market. But Apple has its own battles in China. In 2016, Apple's iBooks and iTunes movie stores were shut down across China just 6 months after they opened. Now, Apple is seemingly looking to avoid a similar situation with Apple TV+. We've got some more Apple TV Plus news on 9to5 Mac today, including Apple's first in-house studio TV order for a follow-up to HBO's popular Band of Brothers and the Pacific series. Meanwhile, Apple TV Plus executives have also been touting the upcoming C drama starring Jason Momoa, comparing it to Game of Thrones. Rounding out today, Apple has announced 5 new games that are now available on Apple Arcade. Decoherence is a new robot-building and battle arena game, while Inmost is a story-driven puzzle game with 3 different playable characters and a focus on the underlying story. Mind Symphony is touted as a creative musical game that sets unique gameplay to musical tracks, all focused on improving your mood. Shockrods is described as a unique shooting game with solo and team support. And last but not least, Stella is a cinematic, atmospheric platformer about a young woman witnessing the final days of a mysterious ancient world. You can check out and play all of the new games by heading to the Arcade tab in the App Store, then swiping down to the very bottom and tapping See All Games. If you haven't signed up yet, Apple Arcade is available free for the first month, and then $5 per month for iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Mac, and Apple TV. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.